Time now for sports, and let's bring in Mike Causey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. Did you get much rain down there yesterday or anything?
No. It rained in spots for a little while, and it actually cooled off last night. I opened up all the windows. I'll put the air conditioner on a little bit, but it got nice out.
Well, we are now humid. It didn't really clear everything out up here. We still have humidity.
Yeah, we got humidity, but it dropped to like 66 degrees, so it was nice.
All right. I guess we can go to sports.
Sure.
Take your pick.
I told you, Oakland and Seattle's charging. The Astros only have a one-game lead. All the injuries with the Astros that they've had, they can't overcome it right now, and they lost their last five in a row. Oakland's won four in a row. They're one game behind. So the Astros are playing real good ball, but they can't score any runs, and that's the reason why they've been losing these baseball games. And Oakland, they're making a big charge here. So they're legit one game behind. Seattle's only 4.5 behind. Oakland's playing Seattle these last couple nights, and that even means that the A's are into the wild card too. They're only 3.5 games behind the Yankees, so it's going to be a charge here with these couple of teams. It's going to be interesting to see, and when Houston gets their players back, if they can start to win again like they were. So not so cast in stone anymore now is what's going on here. And like I said, whoever wins this Western Division, the Astros, the A's, or the Mariners, they're going to go to the World Series. Watch.
All right. So now, when's Altuve coming back? Do we know?
Nope.
He's the spark plug for the offense.
It's not only him. I mean, Correa was out. Springer was out. I mean, those are three big players right there. All three of them have been out. So that's a third of your lineup, not to mention other players that are out. So out of your starting nine, at least three aren't there, and your big three, and sometimes five out of the nine players aren't in your lineup. That's too much for even the Astros pitching staff to overcome. If you don't score any runs, you can't win any games.
All right. Where else do you want to go?
I don't know. Where do you want to go?
There's not many places, really, to go. I mean, the Red Sox are a lock.
That's been a great series.
Yeah.
Boston and Philadelphia. When they went up to Boston and played, every game was a one-run game. Last night, I think Porcello had a perfect game for five or six innings, and that turned out to be a 2-1 game. It was a perfect game until Philadelphia hit a home run to tie it at one, and then Boston hit another home run to get the 2-1 lead, and they won that game. So the way to beat the Red Sox, the Yankees need to see how the Phillies are doing it. And that's with good starting pitching going deep into games. That's something the Yankees don't have. And like I told you, who's the Yankees' best pitcher?
Happ.
There you go. I told you. Didn't I say it?
Guy's just a machine. He goes seven.
He's not a machine. He's a good pitcher compared to what the Yankees have. He's a consistent pitcher, which that's another thing the Yankees don't have. And he doesn't weigh 400 pounds. So Happ's going to be their number one guy going down the stretch. So that was a big pickup for him. They won yesterday 4-1. So Chapman, he put a couple guys on again last night. He gave up a home run. He's not pitching well. But Happ, he went deep into the game, and he got the Yankees to win. Sooner or later, this pitching baloney is going to turn around, and pitchers are going to have to start going deep into games. Because that's how teams are winning. Teams are coming, getting competitive again. That's how the Phillies almost beat Boston, and it is how Boston beat the Phillies, and it is how Boston beat the Yankees. So sooner or later, it's going to turn around. The players' union is going to cry, but who cares what the union does?
Yeah, no. What I meant about a machine, his mechanics look very simple, and he goes out there and he throws. It's like watching old time baseball. He just throws.
I said it when he came up with the Phillies. He reminded me a lot of Andy Pettit.
Yeah,
and he does pitch like Andy Pettit. He's a good solid pitcher, and he's the best starter on their staff.
Hey, Cano's coming back to the Mariners. I guess the Mariners will start losing when that happens.
He's not going to play.
I don't think so.
No, he won't be in a line. Why would you? If you're competitive without him, and you were in the doldrums when he was there, and then he got suspended, and all of a sudden the switch went on. He's not gonna be part of that organization. I would not be surprised if he's on waivers by the weekend.
Wow. Okay.
They don't want him. They don't want him. It's not like, oh, the savior's back, he's gonna help. No. They don't want him. They're playing good ball. They're consistent without him. They don't need him. They've proved that they don't need him to win. He's gone. He's not going to be a part of that team anymore.
And to show you where money has invaded women's college basketball, beginning in the year 2020, the UConn Huskies and the Lady Volunteers will renew their rivalry. There'll be nationally televised games because those are the two teams that brought popularity back to women's college basketball. And it means it'll bring a lot of money into the networks. To have them on,
it's stupid for them not to play.
I know. I don't know why it was ever stopped.
It's stupid for them not to play.
The two.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, the two.
It's like saying, oh, the Dodgers and the Giants and the Red Sox and the Yankees are not going to play against each other anymore. Oh, why not?
It was foolish. It was foolish. The two titans of the game.
Yeah, I mean they should actually play twice a year. They should have a home and home every year. Will they lose? Yeah, somebody's going to lose. Is that going to affect you on your run to win a championship? No.
Nope.
So why wouldn't you play?
Yeah. And it puts fannies in the stands.
I mean, it's probably the only college game I would watch that women play in the season. I mean, I'd watch that more so than the championship game because the chances of them being in a championship game are pretty slim.
All right. So now picks. Picks, yep. picks.
I don't know if it rained or not up there. I don't care. I'm just picking horses like.
For the next 2 days, no rain.
Oh, okay, good. But what did it do yesterday?
We had on and off showers and thunderstorms, but nothing general.
So. Okay, so I'm going to the ninth race. It's an overnight stake, five and a half on the turf, eight horses. Wesley Ward has three horses in this race. Good job, Wesley. You ain't winning. my pick is going to be the six horse, Elsa, trained by Michael Stidham. Michael Stidham is an excellent trainer. This horse has one lifetime start, breaking a maiden special weight, going today's distance of 5.5 on the turf, 1/3 going away. This horse is by Animal Kingdom, who in my opinion is a top-notch grass sire. This horse is coming in off a very good bullet workout at Fairgrounds over the synthetic track of 47-4 for 4 furlongs. So all systems go for this one-time winner as a two-year-old. Pick of the day in the ninth race is the six horse, Elsa.
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 All right. How's it spelled? E-L-S-A?
E-L-S-A. Did you fail English?
Well, no, you ever can't tell what these people... Hey, the way these horses are named, you never can tell spelling and pronunciation sometimes.
Elsa.
It could have been L-S-A.
L-S-A?
Yeah, Elsa.
Nah.
All right, so Elsa is the pick of the day.
Elsa is the pick of the day.
All right. And I want you to know, once again, I got a call from some of the guys that have been emailing in telling you to calm down and don't yell at them. They just want to make sure that they get their picks.
I'm not yelling at them. No way. I'm very happy that they're interested. It's quite the opposite. I'm not yelling at them.
Right.
If they know me like you know me, I'm loud. That's all.
That's right. That's what I tell them.
I'm just loud. I'm very glad. And if they want more, have them get in touch with you, and I can, you know, let you know, and you can let them know because there's certainly more than one horse I like today at Saratoga, but I try to whittle it down to the one I think has the best chance to win.
All right. I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with the check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.